There's net neutrality legislation in Congress? Yeah, but don't get all excited. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. On Wednesday, Democrats in Congress introduced a bill that would bring back the 2015 net neutrality rules that the FCC threw out in 2017. The rules prevented internet service providers from discriminating against certain types of online content. Now, lots of people think that legislation is the only way to settle the question of net neutrality long term. That's because right now, the FCC is in charge of either regulating internet service or deciding not to regulate it. And whether the FCC wants to regulate the internet pretty much depends on which political party is in charge. But this new legislation doesn't really fix any of that. Let's take a deeper look in our quality assurance segment. Tom Merritt is the host of the Daily Tech News Show podcast. He says this all comes down to how internet service is legally defined.
It would continue the ping pong game of whether the internet is classified as a common carrier or not, whether it's an informational service or a telecommunications service. Right now, it's an informational service again. Before that, under Tom Wheeler, was considered a telecommunications service. Before that, it was an information service. And way back before that, in the early 2000s and late 90s, it was a telecommunications service. So it would honestly continue that sort of instability of knowing. But by putting back that common carrier classification, it would mean that the government would have oversight over certain behaviors on the network that are generally considered net neutrality.
Do you think we can expect to see something else? Like, do you think that this is the end of Congress's action on net neutrality?
No, I think this will probably just end up being a political football. I don't think this is going to pass. I don't think it's going to change anything. Even if it did pass, there would still be attempts to roll it back again if the Republicans can figure out how to do that.
So really, there's an argument to be made that this is sort of the minimum Democrats could do on net neutrality. Like, it's a good PR move for proponents. But when it comes to a lasting solution, it's slightly weak sauce.
Yeah, it is the minimum they could do is to just say, we're just going to control Z on what the Republican administration did and go right back, right? They're not typing out anything new. They're not adding any new legislation. They're just trying to undo.
Why, if you had to speculate, why do you think we're not seeing something more formative? Like, isn't this an opportunity to actually write legislation instead of just undoing this? There are plenty of ideas out there for how it could look.
Writing legislation is still ongoing. There are some Republican and Democratic congressional representatives and senators who are working on plans out there. But this is easier to bring to a vote, especially because it was done once before. So this is something they can say they did without having to go through the gargantuan effort that would take to craft brand new legislation into being.
Tom Merritt is the host of the Daily Tech News Show podcast. It's not yet known when or if the new net neutrality proposals might come to a vote. And now for some related links. Let's geek out on the policy for a minute. Wait, are you trying to hit stop? You better not. Anyway, Gizmodo has a good piece on how if the Democratic legislation came to a vote, and if it passed, and if President Trump signed it, and these are all very big ifs, but if all that happened, the legislation as written would prevent the FCC from overturning the rules again. And it would also answer a question that has, in previous administrations, let the FCC sort of sidestep the question of whether it has to deal with net neutrality or not. The legislation would specifically give the FCC the authority to not only regulate internet service, but to enforce that regulation with fines and penalties. So you can imagine that current chairman Ajit Pai, who led the charge to overturn the 2015 rules and who thinks they stifle innovation and ruin everything for the telecom industry, would probably not be super excited by that outcome. In fact, his office issued a strong statement on Wednesday saying it would be a mistake to return to this, quote, heavy-handed regulation from the 1930s. Back in 2017, Ajit Pai told me he thought Congress probably should take a role in laying down some long-term rules. There's a link to that interview at marketplacetech.org. But clearly, putting him back in charge of rules he dumped immediately after taking over the FCC was not what Mr. Pai had in mind. See, that wasn't so geeky, right? Whatever, thanks for hanging with me, policy wonks. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer, both total policy wonks, I guarantee. Sarah Bruguer engineered this week's program. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.